Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Pesachim. We have been talking about Minhag HaMakom and the importance of following the local custom in Halacha. However, not all local Minhagim are equal. Our Mishnah, Mishnah Ches, brings six Minhagim of the city of Yericho, none of which were endorsed or approved by the Chachamim. However, they fall into two broad categories. Three of them are so counter to halacha that the Chachamim actively and vocally objected to them. The other three, they also disapproved of, but they chose to pick their battles and did not object to them. They just let them go. So our Mishnah begins, Shisha Dvarim Asu Anshei Yericho. The people of Yericho did six customs that they adopted. Al Shlosha Michu Biyadam, three of them, the Chachamim objected to, and protested. Ve'al shlosha lo michu b'yadam. But three of them, they did not protest. They just let him go, even though they did not approve. Ve'elu hein shelo michu b'yadam. So these are the three that the Chum did not actively protest. Now, Yericho is known as Ir HaTamarim, the city of the date palms. And so date palms are really crucial to the local economy. And apparently part of the process of growing date palms involves cross-grafting branches from one date palm to the other. And this was critical to the cultivation of the date palms. And not only that, it was very, very time-constrained. It had to happen at a particular point in the growth. And if you missed it, you missed it. Markivin dekalim kol hayom. The people in Yericho would work on grafting trees, right, grafting branches of these date palms, kol hayom, all day of Erev Pesach, even after Chatzos. Now, we know that work is not permitted after Chatzos, except for very, very specific exceptions. And this is not one of them. And therefore, it's not appropriate for them to be doing this work after Chatzos on Erev Pesach. However, the Chachamim did not decide to pick this particular battle. Because, after all, it is very, very economically necessary, and it's a significant loss of money, so that doesn't make it okay. The Chacham would certainly paskin that it's not okay. However, they decided not to choose that battle. The second thing, v'korchin es Shema. They bundled the Shema. What does that mean, they bundled the Shema? There are different opinions expressed in the Mefarshim. Essentially, they rushed through the Shema. They did not separate between the words. They kind of smushed all the words together. And also, according to many opinions, they went straight from Echad, right, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, into Ve'ahavta, which is the next parsha, right? Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Ve'ahavta, Hashem Elokecha, without saying, not only without pausing, but without saying Baruch Shem. We used to have the custom to say Baruch Shem Kvod Malchus Olam Va'ed between Shema and Ve'ahavta, they did not. Of course, that's wrong. They should be saying it. Again, the Chum chose not to pick that particular battle. And finally, there is a karban we bring called Karban HaOmer, which is the first mincha. It's the first grain offering brought of the year. And the halacha is that one is not permitted to eat new grain, the new grain of the year, before the Karban HaOmer is brought on the second day of Pesach. Not only that, you can't even harvest the new grain before the grain of the Omer has been harvested. However, the halacha does allow that lower quality grain, which couldn't be used anyway for the Karban HaOmer, can be harvested earlier. Okay, but you can cut it down, but you're not allowed to kind of gather it up into a pile, like a grain stack. So that's not allowed. However, the people of Yericho are in the valley, and the grain, therefore, is considered a lower quality grain, and it cannot be used for the Karban HaOmer. And so, therefore, they would be permitted to begin the cutting process even before the Karban HaOmer was harvested. However, the Mishnah tells us, V'kotzrin v'godshin l'fnei HaOmer. Not only did they cut down their grain, they harvested their grain, but they also gathered it into piles. And that is not allowed. The Chacham did not choose to fight that. V'lo michu biyadam. V'elo shemichu biyadam. But these three, the Chacham did decide to protest because they are really in significant violation of the halacha. First of all, matirin gamzios shel hekdesh. the people of Yericho permitted themselves to eat the fruits and the leaves of trees that had been made hekdesh. Now, if one sacrifices a tree to hekdesh, it is hekdesh, and anything that it grows belongs to hekdesh, and it's not permitted to be eaten until and unless one redeems it from hekdesh. And they permitted themselves to do it, saying to themselves that the trees were hekdesh, but their product was never hekdesh. And that when our ancestors sanctified these trees, they never intended for the fruit to be hekdesh. And of course, that doesn't help. The trees are hekdesh, and therefore all their fruit and their leaves are hekdesh. So eating hekdesh is a very big deal, and the Chachamim protested actively about this. The second thing is the ochli mitachas hanesharim b'Shabbos. They ate fruit that were found under a tree on Shabbos. Now, true fruit that was found under a tree on Shabbos, it is uncertain whether it fell off the tree before Shabbos, in which case it would be permitted to eat on Shabbos, or whether it fell off the tree on Shabbos, in which case it is nolad, and therefore is also because of muktzah, and you can't move it, much less eat it. And so the Chachamim would certainly forbid people to eat these fruits, but the people of Yericho ate these fruits. And the Chachamim objected and said, no, you can't do that. You have to stop. You're violating Shabbos. And finally, v'nosnim peah le'yarek, and they would give peah from vegetables, which vegetables are not obligated in peah. We might think, well, wait a minute. Giving peah is a big mitzvah, giving peah to the poor. So it's like giving extra tzedakah. What's the big deal? So the big deal is this, that peah, like the other matanos that are given to the poor people in the field, are given before trumos and maestros are taken. And however, since this, and they're also exempt from trumos and maestros, even after they're harvested. But since this is not real peah, it is not exempt from trumos and maestros. And so in giving this this fake peah, as it were, this unobligated peah to the poor, they were actually feeding the poor people tevel. They were giving the poor people grains, or not grains, vegetables, which were chayav in trumos and maestros, from which the trumos and maestros were not taken. It would not be taken because people think they're peah. So eating tevel is a very big deal. And therefore, the Chachamim objected to this vocally. Umichu biyadam Chachamim. The Chachamim protested against these three.